Gen X ladies, have you ever stopped, took a breather, and thought, hey, is this it? I mean, is this all? Then life hits you with menopause and midlife crisis. Well, that's what happened to me. But ladies, it's not game over. Oh no, we've got to get up and claim our space and fight back. My name's Simona, and come join me as I document my life journey, discover midlife solutions one step at a time. I will present various ways to improve our lives and increase our self-care. I will interview inspiring people, share with you the best kept secrets to a successful and meaningful life. So let's get rocking! Couch to Fire will inspire you to get unstuck and venture out of your comfort zone and ignite your fire within. Couch to Fire. Get your life back. So this is Rosie Lira, the proud owner of the Metaphysical Shop, the Melting Heart Boutique on 7th Avenue in Camelback, and she is the provider of alternative healing services.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
She's been healing people in the valley for quite some time, and she's healed a bunch of my friends. She does energy healing. She's a Reiki master. She does clearings and
cutting cord ceremonies, yeah. Balancing chakras, personalizing service for different people, spiritual advice, also personal advice. So I do also read Oracle and Shells and facial expressions and micro muscle expressions. So I do have training and background in that. And I feel like my whole life I was preparing to live this life that I'm living right now. So basically, we're all spiritual beings, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're lucky enough to be embodying this vessel right now. And we use this vessel for a lot of wonderful things. We can't experience pleasure if we don't have this vessel.
Right.
But we would also not experience pain. And so, to me, I really don't even say that I'm spiritual anymore. I used to, but I kind of grasp the idea, mm-hmm, of the fact that we're all having this physical experience, but we are spirit.
And we're connected that way, though,
yes,
right? Okay.
We are connected that way. And if I would have to say, like, what are the things that I do to kind of stay connected to spirit, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are the things,
yeah,
that I do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
On a daily basis, I do a lot of work, but it seems now like it's not even work. It just has become part of my routine.
Mm-hmm.
And I find little ways to kind of do that without it being like I have to go sit somewhere quiet and I have to meditate and make the time for that. So if I had to say and describe what I do, it's like practical spirituality.
I like that.
So it's practical spirituality. So for the modern woman, right? So what do? I get up in the morning when I used to open my door to my beautiful shower, which I don't have right now, so I just have curtains, right? But that is a way to say, this is my new beginning. This is a new day and a new opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're in the shower and you're like, oh, you're enjoying your shower and you're thinking to yourself, this is a cleansing, right? It's,
mm-hmm,
deeper than just washing my hair, washing my face. It is exfoliating all of those things that happened the night before, the day before, some things that might rise when you're doing that. Mm-hmm. And I use my shower time for my personal Reiki.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know, if you know anybody can do any type of energy healing, we are energy. So it's,
yes,
not limited to Reiki masters.
Right.
It's everybody has that capability. It's just that some of us may not feel it. Some of us may see it. Some of us may smell it. You,
okay,
may have other ways of tapping into that energy, and it may come to you through the sound of a bird.
Mm-hmm.
It may come to you through the rain, something that makes you connect to that part of you that just relaxes into the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I've just created all these little things throughout my day that kind of make symbolize me tap things. In. Yes, absolutely.
Everything symbolizes
everything.
Okay.
Everything. For your day. Soap could be your cleanser.
Right.
You
right,
know? Right. And so in doing that, I just kind of create my happy day. It's just, I believe that the way that you can stay in touch with yourself, with the deeper part of you, is by staying happy mm-hmm. and joyful and invite bliss into your life. And that's how I feel that you can really tap into who you are right. at the deepest part of you. So that's one thing that I carry with me throughout the day. So everything that happens, you know, throughout the day, good or bad, if it's bad, I have a way of clearing that mm-hmm. immediately. Mm-hmm. I go to the first red lights and I'm clearing. I'm pulling wow. that energy.
You know, you're so practical, though.
I'm very practical. Like,
practical spirituality, but
for the modern woman. Yeah. I definitely had that title for a book. You
oh,
know?
I love that.
But I'm never going to write that book. Somebody else is going to have to write it for me.
Well, you know, we can always have you back and we can do parts of your subjects, you know, right? on the podcast. If you want, I don't know if you'd like to do that, but that is so cool. Like everything symbols, you know, the stopping releases the bad energy, the mm-hmm. shower, it cleanses you. But you're kind of like meditating the whole day then yes. in the sort of way where everything symbolizes everything and you're feeling everything, which is so good. You're feeling all the good energy coming in.
Absolutely. Being grateful mm-hmm. Really deeply. I mean, I cry. I was thanking Shay the other day and I was like, I don't know what I do to deserve this kind of life. I mean, I just feel like I'm just so blessed. But I also feel that being grateful is the very thing that allows you to see the reasons to be grateful. Because, I mean, I live in the same world. Everybody does. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I can choose to look at things that are not going to bring me that happiness or joy, or I could turn my eyes and look at, you know, what's going to change that for me. So mm-hmm. I always find the good reason why something is happening to me.
Absolutely.
It doesn't matter what
yeah.
it is.
Yeah.
I believe if you keep your eyes and ears open for that, you will receive that. You will definitely receive that.
And it's funny because on Facebook, you always go, here's my gift of the day. And I love that. I love that because it could be like a meal. It could be a little piece of jewelry. It could be a little sweet or something like that. And it's just so sweet because it's so pure. And people just give you gifts because you attract them.
It's so funny, but I've gone like almost 5 years without one day not receiving a gift.
Oh my God, that's so great.
Like it's just, it's phenomenal.
But you put your intention out that way, right?
You know, no? It's funny. I really forget. And then there's times where the day is almost over. And I'm like, I don't even think about it. And then the gift comes to me and I go, oh my gosh, had it not been for this, I wouldn't have gotten a gift of the day today. And right, that would have broken right. the chain. Right. Like today, Shay brought me lunch.
I love it.
I wanted to yeah. pay for it. I said, please let me give you the money so you can go. And yeah. she says, no. And I'm like, oh my gosh, Shay, please don't let me. But she wouldn't let me pay. So, and the other day, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. This gentleman came in and he said he felt something outside of my door.
Mm.
Right? He mm-hmm. says, inside, your place is amazing. But outside your door, there's some heavy energy. So he cleared that whole thing and he had this spray bottle and he had these rocks. And then he asked me if I had tourmaline, which I did. Mm-hmm. And he dug holes outside and I went and planted the tourmaline. And then he came inside and then he gave me two rocks and he gave me the name, but I forgot. Mm-hmm. And he actually went to the car to get them because he said that these two stones were calling to him and telling wow. him they were mine.
Oh my gosh, that's so wonderful.
So out of the blue, I didn't know who he was, but that's a gift of the day because who does that?
No one. But he was here.
But he was here to deliver me two gifts. Right? And also the other thing is people will say, oh, where's your altar to put my change in there? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, who does that?
Yeah.
You know, or, oh, keep the change. I'm like, yeah. Do people even do that? It's crazy. A cookie or I don't know what it is. I even got a tire for free.
What, Rosie?
Like, I get so many gifts from the most unexpected places. And so now I think that just being grateful again.
Yeah, your vibration's super high.
You know?
Yeah.
And that causes something magical to happen. Mm-hmm. But it is very amazing to get a gift every day from my daughter, from my brother, from just sometimes I forget because my brother will say, oh, I brought you this,
yeah,
you know, like a burrito or something. Yeah, and it's almost like, well, he's my brother. He's definitely going to feed me, right? He has an interest in keeping me healthy, but he doesn't have to do that. Yeah. So that's a gift. And we take things for granted. Today, the biggest gift was the gift these two ladies gave me.
Yeah.
Help me. Who gives you the time? You know, that's the most valuable commodity.
Mm-hmm.
And yet here they spent hours with me playing, but they don't realize that to me, it was one of the biggest gifts you can give me is your time.
Yeah.
And so it's noticing those things,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Noticing that, oh my gosh, I have a roof over my head. Oh my gosh, you know, I get to go to work, but I really don't work. I play all day. How lucky am I?
Right.
You know,
right.
And when you step into that, like, oh my gosh, I'm living this dream. And then just more of it becomes available.
I love it. It's just so wonderful. You live a charmed life then, Rosie. Mm-hmm.
I do.
That's wonderful.
I do. I am so fortunate. And that's why sometimes I'm like, we all have this inherent feeling that we don't deserve,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
And so I step into that every now and then. I'm like, what am I doing to deserve this wonderful life?
Right.
You know? And I'm not going to say that things are perfect. They're not. Mm-hmm. They're not.
Mm-hmm.
There's ups and downs. You know, I have been in danger at times here at the store. You know, there's things that happen in my personal life. Mm-hmm. But you know what? My ability to step out of that, even on a daily basis, if I have to step out of it on a daily basis, you give it the attention it merits.
Right.
But for me, that attention is maybe 5 minutes. And then I step into, okay, what do I have to be grateful for?
Right.
What is this teaching me? Where am I going with this? Why are you creating this? And those are the questions we have to ask ourselves. How did I create this, really?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And how am I responsible for what happened or for giving that attention to it?
Right. And then changing it when that happens, you know, changing
Absolutely.
Your perspective.
Absolutely. That, so. It's just Great. Changing. You know, for instance, earlier, a couple of weeks ago, I realized that I was 13 pounds overweight. And so I can either be unhappy with that mm-hmm. and say, well, I'm already gained 13 pounds. What's another one? You know, and eat something unhealthy mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and keep adding the pounds mm-hmm. and then every single day I was like feeling like a sardine, not being able to fit into my pants, and then mm-hmm. I took out my old pants that I had already decided I was never going to go
right.
into you know
yeah.
and but I said, okay, so if I'm unhappy with this weight and I'm walking like a tamale, stuffed tamale, then I need to do something about it
mm-hmm.
and I did. I took action, and within the first 2 weeks I lost 4 pounds. And then,
so great.
You know, yeah. and now I think I'm fitting into my pants for sure. You don't see
Yay.
Me struggling,
yeah.
do you? Because I would be like, hold on. But I don't have to because I took matters into my own mm-hmm. hands.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes for your health. I was diagnosed with possible high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so the doctor said to me, you know, these things don't cross your mind. And my doctor said, you know, you could cut down on the salt. And that would help.
Oh,
and I said,
okay.
oh, so I did. And guess what? I noticed it drop significantly. And I was like, if that's all I have to do, and if that's all most people have to do,
yeah.
why
yeah.
don't we do it?
Right.
Why don't we do it? So I stopped my salt intake.
Wow.
And I just gave that up. And I'm, you know, and I, of course, if you go out, they're going to put salt. If you ask them not to, maybe they can avoid it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's already made.
Right.
But for the most part, I'm doing fantastic. Yay. And I feel great. And I joined that dance class and I joined a painting class. I was like, this is the time to just, you know, make a shift with my diet.
Yes.
And so we have more control than we want to give ourselves credit for.
Right.
Way more control. Mm-hmm. And we're not being responsible. Mm-hmm. With ourselves, with our body, with our self-care, with our health. We're not. We're being irresponsible. No, we know that sugar is one of the biggest threats, and yet we don't give up sugar. And I count myself in because I love sweets.
Me too. I love sugar.
You know?
Yes.
But there's ways to start. You know, there's ways to start. And one is, you know, where do I want to be? Mm-hmm. What do I want to attract in my life? Mm-hmm. Do I want to be healthy? So we have to devote some time into having some answers for those questions and asking the questions to begin with.
Yeah, we are in control of our lives and our bodies and our spirits and everything. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. This is Rosie Lira, the proud owner of the metaphysical shop, the Melting Heart Boutique on 7th Avenue in Camelback. And she is the provider of alternative healing services.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, this sweetheart. Sweet talk. Thank you. We have coffee one of these days.
Yes. Thank you for listening to Couch to Fire. I hope this podcast sparks something in you to take action to live your best life. If you are interested in joining me in this podcast and have something inspiring to share, please contact me. Couch to Fire. Live your best life.